This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Iran has offered to resume negotiations over its nuclear program. The talks involving Britain, France, and Germany broke off over the summer. That's when a new administration in Tehran resumed work on uranium enrichment. To find out what's happening, we're joined now by Nazila Fathi. She's a reporter for The New York Times. She is in Tehran. And Nazila, why would the Iranian government, this new government, suddenly be offering to soften its position?
I think Iranians have realized that the best way for them to proceed is to engage in talks rather than letting the case get probably to the Security Council. It seems that they think trusting some of their old allies to stay on their side at the United Nations might be difficult. This is their experience with India in September.
India, you're saying, had been an ally of Iran and was beginning to go the other way because of the moves that Iran had made.
Yes. I mean, because of the U.S. pressures, India went the other way. And Iranians were not only shocked, but they were also warned that this might happen again.
Nazila, while we have you on the line, I have to ask about something else. Ahmed Chalabi, a prominent figure in Iraq, someone who has been closely associated with the United States over the years and is trying to build a better position for himself in Iraq, visited Tehran. What can you tell us about that?
He came here with the invitation of the Iranian officials. This is not the first time that Iranians are also trying to build close relationship with Mr. Chalabi, even though he has tried to present himself as a secular. This time it seems that Mr. Chalabi is also trying to build stronger relations with the Iranians for his own future political position within the Iraqi government. It seemed that he wanted to get Iran's assurance that they will not interfere in Iraq's affairs before his trip to Washington to give such a message to U.S. officials that he can build such ties with Iranian governments to stay away from supporting maybe insurgents or causing trouble.
Is it fair to say that Iran is so influential inside Iraq now that if you're an Iraqi official in a vulnerable position, you need to get them on your side?
Absolutely. Iranians are very influential with Shiite figures. Many of the Shiite officials lived in Iran for many years, and they have very close ties with Iranian officials.
What are the implications of that for Americans who are hoping to build an independent, democratic Iraq?
Well, I think Mr. Ali al-Larijani, Secretary of the Supreme National Security Council, who's also Iran's chief nuclear negotiator, said this very clearly in an interview to us the other day, that the U.S. government should recognize Iran's influence and power and try to make a good use of it.
Nazila Fathi is a reporter for The New York Times based in Tehran. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure.